Peg Millett is a former firefighter, so she knew when a helicopter landed in a meadow next to her house, something was up.
And I immediately hot-footed it over there, and I saw yellow shirts, and I went, oh no, this does not bode well.
Those yellow shirts belong to firefighters. Millett kicked into emergency mode, calmly packed a few clothes, her animals, including a neighbor's horse, and left everything else behind.
As the fire was coming down into Pine Creek, which is right, I'm on Pine Creek, so you could smell it, you could hear it. It was very, very close.
As she was driving away, two of her cats jumped out of the horse trailer. 6 days later, she's trying to hold it together as she waits for answers at a community meeting in Prescott Valley. The questions going through her mind, when does she get to go home? And are her cats and home okay?
You can't have expectations. If you do, you're screwed. So it's really important to just be really neutral and just to be sort of in suspended animation, because I have no idea.
Another resident in the nearby community of Blue Hills asks Yavapai County Sheriff Scott Nasher about her animal.
I have a 27-year-old donkey with a bad leg. She did not get loaded and evacuated. Am I just supposed to say, well, if she dies, she dies? At this point, there's no fire in Blue Hills. It's close, but it's not within 2 miles.
We have set up a system where if you get a hold of us, we'll
escort us in.
Exactly, to get your animal. We've been doing quite a bit of that.
Nasher estimates more than 2,000 people are displaced, staying with friends, at motels, at the Red Cross shelter, in a holding pattern. Finally, good news arrives. Evacuation orders lift for the town of Mayer, and State Highway 69 reopens. Pat Smiley is ecstatic to pull into her driveway Friday morning. The first thing she notices is a potted cactus by her front door.
And my little cactus plant that belongs to my son, it even has a bloom on it. So it must have said, welcome home.
That's a good sign.
Well, I was feeling very happy. Very good. Thank you, God. For taking care of my house and everything, and feeling very, very sad for the people. There are several people that lost everything over there.
Over there, meaning the neighborhood across the highway where the fire caused the most damage. Smiley uses the same word over and over. Lucky.
I was so lucky, yeah. We were very fortunate.
Yeah, but look at the hills, all black. That's all black. That's where it all burned. See how lucky we were it didn't get over to us?
She can see where the firefighters cut down a few shrubs in her yard as they likely prepared to backburn. But Smiley, who has lived in Arizona more than 50 years, knows what's her responsibility. She had already gotten rid of most vegetation and created what firefighters call a defensible space around her house.
If you live in Arizona, you're going to have forest fires.
After watering her strawberry, squash, and lettuce plants that miraculously survived the smoke and ash, Smiley takes in the view of the blackened hills, a place she used to explore on her horse and burro, Cowboy and Button.
Yeah, that's what we look at. That'll be black for a long time. It'll be a long time before that comes back.
I'm Laurel Morales, reporting in Prescott Valley.